Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Toddlers are discovering something absolutely wonderful about themselves. They're discovering that they have their own ideas, their own preferences, and their own voice. And you know what that means? It means your little one wants to make choices. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Sometimes it feels like your two-year-old wants to choose everything. Which socks to wear, which cup to use, which route to take to the park. And when they can't choose, or when you need to make the decision for them, it can feel like the whole world is ending, right? Take a deep breath with me, my friend. Because what I'm about to share with you is going to change how you see this beautiful, sometimes challenging phase. Your toddler isn't being difficult. They're not trying to make your life harder. What they're actually doing is something absolutely amazing. They're building the foundation for confident decision-making that will serve them for their entire life. Let me tell you what the research shows us. Child development experts have discovered that toddlers aged 2 to 3 are in a critical developmental phase. This is when autonomy and independence naturally emerge. Your little one is literally wired by nature to start asserting their will and testing boundaries. It's not a problem to fix. It's healthy development unfolding exactly as it should. Here's something that might surprise you. Dr. Amy Webb, who studies child development and family sciences, explains that young children have very little control over most aspects of their lives. Think about it for a moment. You choose what they eat when they sleep, what they wear, where they go. From their perspective, almost everything in their world is decided by someone else. So when your toddler insists on choosing between the red cup and the blue cup, what they're really saying is, I want to feel like I matter. I want to know that my voice counts. I want to experience what it feels like to make something happen in my world. Isn't that beautiful? Now, here's where it gets really interesting. The magic book showed me something that researchers have discovered about choices. Are you ready for this? Both children and adults are actually happier when their choices have boundaries and limitations. I know that sounds backwards, doesn't it? We think more choices equal more freedom, which equals more happiness. But research reveals something different. When we have too many choices, we actually feel overwhelmed and anxious. We second-guess ourselves. We wonder if we made the right decision. But when choices are limited and bounded, something wonderful happens. We feel more confident. We feel more satisfied with our decision. We can actually enjoy the choice we made instead of worrying about all the other options. This is exactly what your toddler needs. Not unlimited choices that overwhelm their developing brain, but age-appropriate choices within loving, consistent boundaries. Let me give you some examples of how this works beautifully. Instead of asking, "What do you want for breakfast?" which opens up infinite possibilities and can lead to requests for ice cream or cookies, you might say, "Would you like oatmeal or scrambled eggs this morning?" Two clear options, both healthy. Both acceptable to you, and your child gets to feel the wonderful power of choosing. Instead of, "What do you want to wear today?" which might result in a tutu and rain boots in December, you might say, "Do you want to wear your blue shirt or your green shirt?" Again, two options, both weather appropriate, both clean and ready, and your little one gets to exercise their growing independence. The Child Mind Institute, which specializes in children's mental health, emphasizes that building decision-making skills from an early age supports confidence and independence. But here's the key. Parents need to know when to offer support and when to step back. This is what researchers call autonomy-supportive parenting. It means you're responding sensitively to your child's growing independence needs while maintaining appropriate limits. You're not controlling everything, but you're also not letting them flounder with choices they're not developmentally ready to make. The National Institutes of Health has studied this extensively, and they've found that autonomy-supportive parenting, where caregivers allow age-appropriate independence while providing secure attachment, promotes optimal child development. Think of it like this. You're building a safe playground for your child's decision-making muscles to grow. The boundaries are the fence that keeps them safe. The choices within those boundaries are the equipment they get to explore and master. Now, let me share something from the magic book that I think you'll find helpful. When your child is learning to make simple choices, they're not just deciding between socks or cups. They're learning something much deeper. They're learning that their preferences matter. They're learning that they can think about options and pick one. They're learning that making a choice feels good. They're learning to trust themselves. These are the building blocks of confidence, my friend. Every time you offer your toddler an age-appropriate choice, you're telling them, I trust you. Your voice matters. You're capable. And here's something else the research shows. When parents use authoritative parenting, which combines warmth with clear boundaries, children show the best developmental outcomes. They're more confident, more emotionally regulated, and better at making decisions as they grow. So how do you put this into practice? Let me share some gentle strategies. First, offer 2 to 3 choices maximum. More than that overwhelms a toddler's developing brain. Second, make sure all the options are acceptable to you. Don't offer a choice unless you're genuinely okay with either outcome. Third, give choices about things that truly can be their decision. Clothing options, which book to read, which toy to play with. But safety issues, bedtime, nutrition basics, those aren't up for negotiation, and that's perfectly okay. Fourth, when they make a choice, honor it. If they choose the blue cup, don't switch it to red because you think it matches better. Let their choice stand. And fifth, when you can't offer a choice, explain simply and move forward with confidence. Sometimes we have to leave now. Sometimes we have to wear a coat because it's cold. That's not being mean. That's being a loving guide. Now, I want to tell you about a story in the Book of Inara that touches on this theme. It's called The Gingerbread Man. In this classic tale, a lively little cookie learns about being careful and trusting helpful friends when he gets into trouble. While it's not specifically about making choices, the gingerbread man's journey involves decisions about who to trust and when to be cautious. It provides gentle lessons about thinking before acting. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about how the gingerbread man made choices and what happened. This opens up conversations about making good decisions in age-appropriate ways. Stories are such a beautiful way to help children understand big concepts like decision-making. When they see characters making choices and experiencing consequences, they're learning in a safe, gentle way. My wonderful friend, I want you to know something. When your toddler insists on choosing their own socks, even when it makes you late, they're not being difficult. They're discovering who they are. They're building confidence. They're learning that they have a voice in this big, beautiful world. Yes, it takes more time. Yes, it requires patience. Yes, some days you just want to make all the decisions yourself because it's faster and easier. But you're not just getting through today. You're raising a human being who will need to make thousands of decisions throughout their life. And you're giving them the gift of practicing now, in small, safe ways, with you right there to guide them. The research is clear. The magic book is clear. And your heart knows it too. Supporting your toddler's growing independence within loving boundaries is one of the most beautiful things you can do. You're doing such important work, my friend. Every time you offer a choice, every time you honor their decision, every time you hold a boundary with love, you're helping your child grow into a confident, capable person. The Book of Inara is filled with stories that support this journey. Stories about growing up, learning new things, and discovering independence. I invite you to explore them with your little one. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's development. Thank you for doing this beautiful, challenging work of parenting with such love. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.